Hey, coach. We are in week 5 of our neuroscience series, helping you to learn how to rewire your brain for success, build your business brain, as I call it, so you can reach that higher level in your online coaching business. And today we're going to be discussing how the Bible and neuroscience are connected, because the thing is that neuroscience is simply confirming what the Bible already told us. So maybe if this is like new information for you, or if you're like, okay, Cammie, like this sounds very interesting and it sounds very scientific, but is it biblical? I'm going to point that out to you today. So grab your Bibles, because we're going to go into 6 different scriptures that reflect neuroscience and just how important the mind is and the brain is, and that the Lord gave us this mind, gave us this brain so that we can glorify Him with it. But it requires self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit. So grab your Bible. Let's dive in. Hey, coach. Welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cammie. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work, because you were made for this. All right, friends. So right off the bat, I want to really make this clear. It is important for us to acknowledge that neuroscience is simply confirming what God already told us in the Bible. There is no human being, no spiritual being, no one that knows your brain, knows the inner workings of your brain better than the one who created it does, which is the Lord, okay? And I want to highlight for you 6 scriptures that when we go back and we look at these scriptures with the context now of understanding more about the brain, more about neuroscience, we can see the Bible pointing towards neuroscience far beyond, like way, way, way back in the day, okay? Like centuries ago. So the first scripture that I want you to turn to is in Philippians. This is Philippians 4:8. Let's look at this and let's discuss. It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Now you might think, Cammie, how is that neuroscience related? Well, do you remember when I told you
that your brain A, has a 9x negativity bias, and B, has a reticular activating system that is looking to bring you more of whatever it is that you're focusing on. No wonder this scripture is telling us, hey friends, you need to be hyper-focusing on the positive. Whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think about such things. If we are constantly thinking about pure things, right things, excellent, praiseworthy, lovely, admirable things, what is that going to do with our reticular activating system? It's going to trigger it to look for more of that, which will help to counteract any sort of out of control negativity that we may be spiraling in. That is verse number one. I love seeing how these scriptures now with the context of neuroscience, where it's like, oh, no wonder God told us to do that. Like these are light bulb moments for me. The next one, Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think about that. As he thinketh in his heart. This is obviously the King James Version. So is he. Now, if you don't have the King James Version, when you look at this in Proverbs 23:7 in your Bible, it will likely say something different. So like I specifically had to go to the King James. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Friends, if you are convinced in your heart, and I'm going to actually swap out the word heart here for a second and say your subconscious mind, your subconscious brain. If you're convinced in your subconscious brain that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that bad things are just destined to happen to you, that you're not meant for success, that you're a failure, what do you think your brain is going to walk you towards? The reality of all those things, right? Like if we're not careful, we will have this self-fulfilling prophecy of whatever negativity that we are hyper-focusing on in our brain. But if we're hyper-focusing on, no, you know what? I have the mind of Christ. I am joint heirs with Jesus. I am the Lord's child whom he has good and pleasing and perfect plans for me. And that is what your brain believes. What do you think your brain and your reticular activating system are going to work to move you towards? Those things. Okay? As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Next one. In the book of Psalms, this is Psalm 1, verses 2 through 3. It says, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Now, I can't quite remember if I've yet shared this with you, but if I haven't, then we'll talk about it next week as we talk about the rewiring, the three techniques that we'll discuss to rewire your brain. However, I want you to hyperfocus on the scripture where it says meditating on it day and night. Bible tells us to meditate. Meditation is not, it's not new. People can use it in a new age way. Just like anything, like the enemy looks to take things that the Lord made pure and twist them to make them impure, okay? Meditation in and of itself, when it is hyper-focused on meditating on the word, on truth, there is nothing wrong with meditation. And we're actually called to do it. It says meditate on it day and night. Meditate specifically on the law of the Lord. Now, interestingly though, it says day and night. Now, again, this is the part that I can't quite remember if I told you this in a previous episode. If I haven't, I'll tell you now and I'll reiterate it in a future episode. But there are two times of the day where your subconscious brain is most primed to be open to new information. Now, I'm not talking about your conscious brain, your thinking brain that only runs 1 to 10% of your life. I'm talking about your subconscious brain that runs 90 to 99% of your life. This is your default brain. This is the brain that, like, this is whatever programming you have. This is like, it's, I'm talking about your subconscious brain. So if we're meditating on truth, if we're meditating on what it is that we want, if we're meditating and trying to hyper-focus our brain in a new direction and rewiring thoughts to think about lovely and admirable things and to think about goals and accomplishing those goals, if we're meditating on it day and night, there's two times of the day where your subconscious brain is most open to new information. When is that? Right when you wake up and right before you fall asleep. do you, like, is this mind-boggling you as it is mind-boggling me? Like, the Lord knows this. He designed your brain to be most receptive to new information, new programming, right when you wake up and right before you fall asleep. That's why he tells us to meditate on his word day and night. Like, this is profound, absolutely profound. And if we're meditating on the word of God, like, that is the only book that we really need in this world. Like, it is helpful to have like self-improvement books. It's helpful to have how-to books. But like, if the ultimate self-improvement book, the only book that we ever need to live a successful life is the Bible. And if we're meditating on that, we're meditating on what who God calls us to be, who he says that we are, and who he is, the great I am. We're meditating on that day and night. That is going to go into the inner workings of your subconscious brain, and only good things are going to come from that. Next up, verse number 4. I need you to turn to Romans 12:2. This says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So how do we become transformed? By renewing our mind. The Lord knows that whatever it is that we're doing, whether it is the health of our body, the success of our business, the success of our marriage, our parenting, whatever it is, like, our brain is the single most important organ geared towards the success of our life, financially and in other areas as well. And so if we want to change the reality of our life, it starts by transforming our mind, aka our brain. Now, interestingly enough, it also says do not conform to the pattern of this world. I read that as like, hey, it's going to be easy to conform to the world. Like, it will be easy to think about negativity because your brain already has a 9x negativity bias. It's going to be easy to want to conform. It's like, we don't have to train our brain to think about sinful things. We are sinful beings. We are naturally going to go that route. However, we are going to have to actively work, which will come up here in the second verse, to turn our mind away from the pattern of the world and into the truth that the Lord has given us. And we are transformed not by the renewing of our body, not by the renewing of our bank account, but by the renewing of our mind. There is a doctor, he's a psychiatrist. His name is Dr. Daniel Amen. I had the incredible opportunity to have my brain scanned at one of his clinics. And he is the doctor of Justin Bieber, of Miley Cyrus. Like, he goes and he scans people's brains and helps them to optimize their brain health. And he has this, I didn't see him specifically. I saw one of the doctors that works at this clinic. But he has this saying, and I probably won't quote it perfectly, but it's like, when you have a better brain, you have a better life. Like, how, like, that is exactly echoing Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is how we change our life. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Again, I'm going to echo this here. It is not going to be natural for your brain to want to be obedient to Christ. We are living in a fallen world. We are sinful beings. We will naturally default to sin, to negativity, to less than holy things. We don't have to train our brain to do that. It will do that naturally. Now, this is also really important for us to note that if you don't do anything with your mindset, if you don't do anything with your brain, it is not going to naturally probably default to the highest level of success that it could be, okay? Because we live in a fallen world. Your thoughts are naturally going to go down bad roads. And we have to take captive, which is an action, okay? That's a verb. Take captive our thoughts and make them be obedient to Christ. It will not happen naturally. Okay, so if you're somebody that's like, oh, mindset work isn't important, brain science isn't important, my brain's fine, it's good enough. Okay, but just know that, like, if you're not actively making your thoughts obedient to Christ, then I would venture to say that if you're not making them obedient to Christ, they might be defaulting to sin. or defaulting to negativity, or defaulting to something less than admirable and lovely, which could have a massive effect on your success in life, financially, non-financially. And if you are here, and I believe you are here, wanting to have a successful business, wanting to steward well the gifts you've been given, wanting to steward your Bibles, your babies, and your business, okay? We have to take our thoughts captive and make them be obedient to Christ. And next week in our episode, we're going to talk about how do we actually make our thoughts obedient to Christ when we discuss the three rewiring techniques. I save that for the end. It's like our finale, okay? Our series finale. And lastly, this is the last verse we're going to cover today, and then we'll close. Romans 8:6. The mind governed by flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Friends, when we look at 2 Corinthians 10:5 and Romans 8:6 and Romans 12:2, it is a reasonable conclusion to take that our mind is going to naturally be governed by the flesh. Because we are humans in a fallen world and we are imperfect. It will take work to redirect our thoughts, to focus our thoughts, to meditate on life, peace, truth, the Spirit. And when we do that, the result is, it says right here, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Please do not expect that if you do this work once a month or every now and again, that you're going to see this massive transformation. It can take 67 consecutive days to rewire a new neurological pathway in your brain. This needs to be on your radar daily, absolutely daily, which is why if you need help in rewiring your brain, if you want to go deeper into that rewiring process, you need to be in a high-ticket powerhouse, okay? Because you're going to learn how to rewire your brain to work for you in your business instead of fighting you. You're also going to learn those marketing and sales tactics to get more clients, which, by the way, those marketing and sales tactics, I would not encourage anybody to do those if they hadn't yet done brain work. Okay. I used to just go in and teach people the marketing and the sales. And it's not that those tactics don't work. They do work. But if your brain is not hardwired to support those actions, you could be doing those actions in vain, which means you could be doing all the quote unquote right stuff, but not get the results that you want. And that comes from this cycle that we talked about last week, how your thoughts, they affect your emotions, and your emotions affect your actions affect your results, and your results affect your thoughts. And it's this cycle, okay? So I used to just go in and teach people the marketing and the sales. Now, when people are joining Powerhouse, I want them to start off with the brain science. I want you to get your mind right before you even go into the marketing and the sales, so that when you do go into the marketing and the sales that I know work because they've been proven to work, you're doing it from the right mindset, which might feel fluffy to you, but friends, I hope that at this point, 5 weeks in, you can see just how important brain science is, your mindset, that you can be doing all the right things. And if you don't have the right mind, if you don't have the right if you don't have the right wiring to support the goal that you have in your business, if your subconscious brain is not wired to support that goal, then you can be doing all the right things and it's not necessarily going to happen. Okay? So if you need to learn how to rewire your brain to move towards your goals in your business, if you need the marketing and sales to back it up and to be the action steps, because it says faith without works is dead, okay? We have to put action steps behind our faith. Then go down in the show notes, click and apply to High Ticket Powerhouse, okay? Snag a time on my calendar. Now, here's the thing. I'm about to have a baby very, 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 very soon. I'm recording this on March 8th. You guys aren't going to hear this until April. So I may have already had the baby. I may be in maternity leave. I might be going into labor today. I might be not going into labor for 2 weeks. We don't know, okay? So if you see a spot on my calendar when you click that link and you click through, go ahead and snag it. And if you have to wait a couple weeks, guess what? It's going to be worth it. Because there is a guarantee in this program that if you follow the steps, that you will be guaranteed to close nearly $14,000 in this program, okay? Go down in the show notes, click the link. Let me show you how to rewire your brain to reach the next level of success so that the marketing and the sales and the negotiation tactics that you're also going to learn can actually work. Go down in the show notes, click the link, and let's change your life.
Hey, Coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.